Hello everyone, it's Mike from Lanzarote Information. I've just had coffee with a reader, or a couple of readers in the village, and one of them suggested to me that I should write a post explaining how to pronounce some of the more difficult place names here in Lanzarote. And I started to do that, but it's actually quite difficult to do it in writing, so I figured it would be much easier if I explained how to pronounce them with this voice message. So in no particular order, I'm going to start in the far north of Lanzarote, which many of you will know as Orzola. Actually, the correct pronunciation is Orsola. Orsola. So there's two things to pick up on there. The first is that there's an accent on the O, which is why the emphasis is on that rather than the Zo. And the second is that the Spanish pronounce Zs as S's. So it's not Orzola, it's Orsola, Orsola. Okay, moving on from there, we come to the town which is in the valley just a little bit below Aria, and that's called Magues. Now, again, there's an accent there, so the accent is on the A. So instead of being Magues, as a lot of people say, you put the emphasis on the first syllable, so it's Magues, Magues. And remember, again, that Z is pronounced as an S. I've already mentioned it, but the village we live in is Aria. So two things to note there. There's an accent on the I, which is why it's Aria rather than Aria. And the second is that in Spanish you don't pronounce the H, so it's Aria. One of the ones we really struggled with when we first came to the island was Tinajo. And it looks like Tinajo, doesn't it? The town near La Santa, Tinajo, is pronounced Tinajo. So the J becomes a sort of ugh sound. It's quite difficult to describe how to do that, and even harder when you're writing it, but Tinajo. So it's almost an H sound. Next up I've got Femes. The accent there is on the second E, which is why you have a push on that. Otherwise it would be Femes, but it's actually Femes. And moving on from that town, dropping down into the valley, we have Yaisa. So that's the county town of the southern municipality of the island, Yaisa. Again, remember the Z becomes almost an S sound. And there's a beach in Puerto del Carmen that a lot of people struggle with. It's quite a difficult looking word. It's the huge beach that everybody knows at the Matagorda end of Carmen, and it's called Los Pocillos. So the things to remember there are that the C is an S sound in Spanish, so it's Los Pocillos when it's in the middle of a word, and the double L becomes a Y. So it looks like Los Poquilos, but it's actually pronounced Los Pocillos. And if you think about it, that double L also appears, for example, in the word Mallorca. So again, it becomes a Y sound. And there are lots of times you see that double L. Chicken is pollo, so it's not polo, it's pollo. And in fact, polo is quite a rude word in Spanish. Also with a double L, we have El Cuchillo. That's the little town near Tinajo. So El Cuchillo, so that's C-U-C-H-I-L-L-O. And moving on from there, we've got the famous beach between Puerto del Carmen and Arrecife, and that's called Playa Honda. So Playa is beach, Honda, which looks like Honda, is deep. So Playa Honda is deep beach, so Playa Honda. And they tend to roll the two together, so it comes out almost like one word, Playa Honda. Towards the centre of the island, we have Tahiche, where the prison is, Tahiche. So the H almost disappears in that. It's Tahiche rather than Tahiche. And then what a lot of people get wrong is Costa de Gizeh. In Spanish, you always pronounce all of the syllables. So the E on the end becomes another syllable. So it's Costa de Gizeh, not Costa de Giz, as we would say in English. Then we have in the centre of the island one worth picking out, if only to make the point that these tend to sound more like B's here. It's a soft B sound where you see a V at the start of a word, and so that would be La Vegueta. It looks like La Vegueta, but in Spanish it becomes La Vegueta. And similarly, when a G is at the start of a word, it It almost sounds like an H. It's quite difficult to do this one, but the wine region, which looks like Lageria, is actually pronounced Lageria. Lageria. So it's a kind of cross between a G and an H, Lageria. And then finally, we've got the two little villages. I think everyone will manage Arrieta quite well. Don't forget to try and roll your R because there's a double R there. So it's Arrieta. And the one next to it, which people struggle with, is Punta Mujeres. And Mujeres means women. So mujer is woman, Mujer. And Mujeres means women. So it's the plural. And Punta Mujeres is called that because it's the point at which the wives or the women used to stand to watch their fishermen husbands coming back from their day's fishing. So it's Punta Mujeres, women's point, if you like, in English. Hope that helped. Nice to talk to you for a change rather than writing to you. All the best. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.